Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Imagine a world in which you are so brutally punished for passing so-called disinformation, as the liberal media now calls it, that you are virtually banned from participating in life, where censorship no longer just means disappearance from your social media accounts, that you will become among the disappeared like so many, including our past president, Donald J. Trump. No, a total ban on participating in life. Any form of digital life where you don't just lose your social media account or find yourself in Facebook jail. You find yourself utterly unable to function, unable to email, unable to create a Word document, unable to even text an innocent photo to a friend or a neighbor. Ever seen one of those movies where someone ends up exiled from the tribe, sentenced to live alone in the woods forever? That's what I'm talking about. I'd like to tell you that this world is merely theoretical, but they're actually creating it. Microsoft announced it in a press release last week that only Breitbart tech writer Alon Bakari, also best-selling author of the book Deleted and former guest on this podcast, happened to catch. It's a terrifying press release, and the world it describes, no one's going to want to live in. It's a world in which if you get caught passing so-called disinformation, even just privately, among a few friends, you can be exiled to the point where you'll no longer be able to hold a job. How would it work? Right now, if you spread so-called disinformation, which is usually anything that's not in approved Democrat National Committee talking points and thus regurgitated and repeated by the media, anything that conflicts with the official narrative, no matter how accurate or correct it later proves to be, is considered disinformation. You're probably used to by now the penalty for that. Temporary or maybe even permanent loss of your Facebook account, your Twitter account, whatever platform you spew or spread it from. But what if the penalty were much greater? What if, for instance, for the crime of suggesting, I don't know, as a medical doctor, that hydroxychloroquine's use in curing COVID ought to be studied and it might have some potential, when the official line is the opposite? Well, normally right now, the punishment for that is temporary bans to the loss of one's account, either Facebook or Twitter. What if they took it a step further, though? What if all digital content by you was banned from being uploaded or shared with anyone, anywhere, ever? That's exactly what Microsoft and other big tech companies are proposing. They've created something they announced in a press release last week called the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, and it is terrifying. It would destroy online privacy and anonymity completely. Here's how Alon Bakari describes it in his article. The purpose of the organization is to devise a system where all content on the internet can be traced back to its author. Take a photo, post it, everybody knows who created it. This would apply to videos, documents like Word documents, audio, images, texts, text messages like the kind you might send your mom, anything you could possibly want to create. And it would trace it back to its author from the moment of origin and creation. Privacy would simply not exist. What would this mean? In short, a ban from Facebook for disinformation would now be a total ban, an inability to operate for as long as they decide to exclude you. It is a terrifying amount of power. And it's exactly what the big tech companies are contemplating together. Signed on to this initiative are Microsoft, who's leading the pack, They operate Word, Paint, Notepad, Edge, and Office Suite. So if you create a doc or a JPEG or, you know, use a Microsoft service, you're probably already involved in some capacity. Then there's Adobe, the company behind Photoshop, Illustrator, Acrobat, and Premiere Pro. And TruePic, a company you might not have heard of, they developed technology that tracks the creation of photos from the very moment they're created on a smartphone. Also involved, Intel, which dominates the market in laptop and desktop central processing units, or CPU. A CPU is responsible for processing virtually all information on your computer. So whether you're typing a sentence or taking a screenshot, it's the CPU that's processing the data. And accessing the CPU, as they're planning to, is the ultimate form of digital surveillance. Because even if you're disconnected from the internet, you're not on Facebook or social media right now, the CPU still sees everything your computer does. See the problem there? Thinking about writing a memo on disinformation, spreading something considered to be a conspiracy, it knows. And you've not even published it yet. The plan is to attach signals. These signals would be attached to information at its creation to ensure it's censored and suppressed wherever it travels online, even if somebody else is sharing the information. Say you've been banned for misinformation and you're at the family reunion, and so you hand Uncle Jim your phone and say, "Hey, Jim, why don't you upload this picture of the family?" Nope, it was taken by your phone. Can't be uploaded to the internet. See how this works? That means anything created by a disinformer could be suppressed simply because of its point of origin. And of course, the signals could be used to identify the creators of dissident. Because now we're talking about political dissidents here. Dissident content. Wait until you hear, in Microsoft's own words, how they intend to use this technology in partnership with all those companies. When we return in just a moment.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So why on earth would all these big tech companies need the ability to identify from the point of creation and thus to block any uploading of digital data? Why would they need to know who created it? Well, they did the work for us. According to Microsoft's press release announcing the creation of the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, the coalition was created for just one purpose: to stop the spread of disinformation. We all know what that is. Again, that's anything that doesn't conform to whatever the liberal media is spewing that day. And that, well, that usually comes straight from the Democrat Party. As Alan Bakuri writes in his piece on this, disinformation, based on how the word is used today, might as well be called dissident information, like the kind Soviet dissidents used to pass around and then have to run from their government. According to Microsoft, again in their press release, the coalition was created for a single purpose: to stop the spread of disinformation. The coalition was established, they say, quote, to address the prevalence of disinformation, misinformation, and online content fraud through developing technical standards for certifying the source and history or provenance of media content, unquote. In other words, privacy stripped completely, but an ability also to ban folks from sharing things at the source of content. You spread disinformation 6 months ago? Oh, well, good luck sharing those photos of your family reunion or anything else online. Want to post your resume to LinkedIn? Good luck with that. Want to email your resume to a potential new employer? Again, good luck with that. Besides, your email was shut down. It was identified as belonging to you. Who is most threatened by the creation of dissident information? That is, information that challenges a media narrative that is so often wrong. And this is what's terrifying, folks. The media narratives, the big stories of the last 4 to 5 years politically, have almost all been either total lies or nearly completely dead wrong. The media wants the ability to continue to sling these unchallenged. So who proposed this coalition I've been telling you about? Well, the precursor to the coalition was a group called Project Origin. You'll never guess who was in on that. The New York Times, the BBC, CBC, and Radio Canada. Their mission statement says, misinformation is a growing threat to the integrity of the information ecosystem. Folks, this is astonishing. From the New York Times, which literally made up the homicide of the Capitol police officer and made up their sources and then had to retract the same thing. These people are going to be the ones who decide what misinformation is. Yep, that's the plan. Here's the rest of what they write as Project Origin when they're proposing this whole thing. Having a provable source of origin for media and knowing that it has not been tampered with en route will help to maintain confidence in news from trusted providers. Yeah, it'll also block supposed non-trusted providers from publishing at point of origin. It will never hit the internet. They'll be banned. Look, the goal here has been stated up front. The establishment media wants to trace the origin of all digital content so that only trusted providers, i.e. them, can publish. And ultimately, so that in the future, when they make up homicides, like claiming that Officer Brian Sicknick was killed by Trump supporters wielding a fire extinguisher who then, you know, essentially beat him to death, that no one can challenge their narrative. It doesn't get to fall apart. They get to literally make up the truth with no challenge and no need to ever retract, as the New York Times did in the face of just unbelievable, overwhelming evidence that that story was fake. In other words, in the new digital world, there'll be nowhere to hide. And even the brazen behavior of Facebook, Twitter, Google over the last year, the election interference, the censorship of a president, the mass censorship of grassroots political movements, it pales in comparison to this. This is big tech's most dangerous plan yet. And folks, this is not just a plan. This is the announcement. They're already underway developing this. They're just letting us know it's coming. What would your life be like in a system like this? Remember, they're not merely proposing it. This press release by Microsoft announced they're already creating it together. I'll explain what daily life would be like in such a system coming up next after a brief break. So what would life in a system like this be like? Actually, the same culprit behind all of it, the New York Times, has already described it. Remember the article they published a few weeks ago suggesting that people not be allowed to use encryption? In other words, they wanted every text, every email that was sent to be monitored for misinformation. This is how hardcore the left is about controlling every last piece of information in the information flow. Specifically, the New York Times was freaking out about apps like Telegram, which allows you can just download the app and now your messages are private. You don't have to use, say, Android's Messenger app, which they scan and keep the information. Telegram, totally private. They were freaked out by the idea that people might actually use it to communicate so-called disinformation. Again, that's anything that counters the narrative, the very narrative that has been little more than a lie over the last 4 years. They're terrified that anyone will get around it. And so what they want to do is either ban the use of these apps or make it so they're not encrypted. In other words, they can be monitored. Well, now we know the answer to monitored by whom. These tech companies that will now tag things according to their source of origin so whole people can be wiped out. And you know what? I'm not the only one warning about it. Vivek Ramaswamy, the tech entrepreneur, just 35 years old, he's a multi-millionaire, has been freaking out about this for several months now. Remember him?
Look, I think that pretty soon we are heading to not just social media posts being flagged, not just entire apps being barred from the App Store. I think we're on a collision course heading to our emails being censored, to text messages being censored using artificial intelligence. And I think that's no exaggeration, because if you think that Facebook, Google, and YouTube are doing the right things by removing social media posts and videos, then there's really no argument why that same logic shouldn't apply to hateful or untrue or racist emails, or to hateful or untrue or racist text messages, even phone conversations coming up soon. Many people speak over FaceTime audio or over WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook. That's coming. We have the artificial intelligence algorithms in society to do it. Now it's just a matter of weaponizing that. And I think that is what's coming soon.
So as you can see, it's not just me. Now take this to its next logical conclusion. If you can't post a photo online, if you can't email, if you can't create a Word document, if you can't do all of those things, what can you not do in our modern society? You can't work, can you? I mean, maybe if you're a ditch digger, but even the most menial jobs require some ability to what? At least text, right? They want to control all of it. Can you imagine the terror of living in that world? You'd never want to speak online about anything even remotely political. Good God, what if something you said this year became verboten 2 years from now and somebody found it on your feed? Better to just post pictures of kittens and puppies and be on your way if you want to keep your job, if you want to be allowed to keep your business. Think about what living in a world like this would be like. The media could tell the most outrageous of lies, more outrageous than the ones they tell every day. And yet the minions, us, would be terrified to challenge them, lest it cost us our entire well-being, our total ability to literally feed our families. Now, I'm not saying it'll get that far, but I'm saying this is absolutely what they have in mind. And they're getting bolder every day. As I pointed out last week, members of a congressional committee that have the ability to regulate major cable providers are already demanding that Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax be not only deplatformed right off your television, so you can't watch them on cable, but also removed from the App Store. They wrote a letter demanding that to the CEOs of all the companies with the power to do it. And with Parler back up, well, this is how you get them back down again, or you make certain that there's no users of Parler, because everyone who'd be on it is now under house arrest for disinformation. This amount of power is literally limitless. Remember the part in the Bible that suggests, and conspiracy theorists like to use it all the time, that one day you'll have to have the mark of the beast in order to do commerce, participate in buying and selling? Is this all that different? There's no actual mark yet. But would it matter? They could literally lock you out of commerce, advertising, and a job with this. Why are they getting away with rolling forward with this now? Because the one man who would fight with his last breath to stop it, Donald J. Trump, is ironically censored and can't really fight beyond giving speeches at CPAC, one of the few forums he's still permitted to participate in. And the leaders who've replaced him, now the highest ranking leaders in the GOP, Roy Blunt, Mitch McConnell, Steve Scalise, and Thad Cochran, have nothing to say about this. This is why the left is so emboldened. They're now talking about taking down entire television stations, or at least making sure they never reach your home. If our Republican leaders won't fight and are completely mum, even in the face of mass censorship of the news sources and very people who make up their voters, there is a way to stop this. The states must do what world freedom fighter and free speech advocate, I can't believe I'm saying this, Vladimir Putin has already done. The Russian legislature has already passed a censorship law. If you censor a single Russian citizen or the Russian media on social media, you get fined. In other words, they can censor all they like. They'll be fined out of existence. We likely won't be able to save the TV networks this way. They'll probably eventually manage to take those down. But states can go after and can fill their coffers with money from these companies when they censor individuals. They could also pass laws barring Microsoft and all of its partners from tagging content as well, with fines per instance. That would bankrupt these companies. It doesn't have to come to fruition, but they have to stop it now. We are running out of time. They must bar it and grind this to a halt before they can get this pernicious disease of censorship fully embedded in the internet. Again, they've already announced they have the technology and they're in the coordination phase for putting it together, implementing it system-wide. Which, by the way, sounds a lot like what AOC told us was coming, now that you know all the details, doesn't it? Here's AOC.
There's absolutely a commission that's being discussed. We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false. And so that's something that we're looking into.
Is it all coming together for you now? It's cancel culture taken to its logical extreme. It's why the media, on a loop, has now begun not talking about issues, but people as bad. Specifically Trump supporters, domestic terrorists, Nazis, terrorists just like bin Laden, white supremacists, religious extremists, on and on and on and on and on in a loop. So that, as we reported last week on the podcast, for the first time in a survey of issues people think are the biggest deal in the country, the Democrats for the first time reported the existence of Trump supporters was the biggest problem. A terrifying development, but one the media has been nurturing to prepare society for what I just described. But again, it doesn't have to be. Our state legislators could stop it. They need to start now. How bad is this? Even Sajar and Jetty, the chief correspondent for The Hill, who is not a conservative, was blowing the whistle last week and issuing the warning about where we're going, starting with the banning and deplatforming of Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN publications he admits he doesn't even like very much.
The worst part about all of this is I expect censorship at the next level of the stack to become even more mainstream. This cockamamie idea to deplatform Fox News started on CNN just a few weeks ago, and now Democratic lawmakers are proposing it. The next step is going after protocols themselves, and the New York Times has already laid the groundwork, pointing to Telegram and Signal as potential hotbeds of misinformation. Why? Because encryption protocols themselves are by definition not able to be read or intercepted by the government or moderated by the New York Times yet. And in due time, this too will come under fire by lawmakers. And when it does, we will have only ourselves to blame for not resisting it. And Crystal, I know that this passed relatively without comment, but it actually is a big deal.
Yeah.
You have ranking members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee who are responsible for governing these companies and oversight of them, begging them essentially to deplatform Fox, OAN, and Newsmax. And again, think about where this leads. When the cable carriers become a unit of censorship, what's next? ISPs, internet service providers. We will soon come to a place, we are probably 5 years from this, in which Comcast and Time Warner, which control, I don't even know, Comcast, Verizon, and Time Warner, probably, you know, 90 or something percent of the market, don't fact check or don't quote me on that, but they will collectively be able to decide, we are going to say Parler.com can no longer be accessed by our users because it represents misinformation. Think about what that means. ISP level bans, that should only be in place whenever an ISP is in direct violation of federal law. No company should ever be deciding that. But this is how it's working. First Parler, and now it's coming here to the media, the literal rails of media. Next will be the internet itself is up for debate. And I just think that we are going down the most dangerous road. You pointed out that Signal thing to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Encryption protocols themselves are like, we can't have encryption because of misinformation. Think about how insane that is.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Battleground America podcast. The beauty of the podcast is that it's a podcast. So when I share it online, the tech companies don't have the ability to scan it for so-called disinformation or anything that's truthful that they don't like, which means it's like a truth missile. So send it around the internet. Share it with friends and family, like-minded people you know, while that kind of thing is still allowed so we can keep our freedom in our lives, online, and everywhere. Thanks for listening.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on radio.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Be sure to share with your friends and family. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.